Proclamation number 6343 of 31st of August, 1955. Dead Christianity. You, who call yourselves Christians and have not yet given proof of true Christianity, will be put to a hard test. You who believe yourselves called to be the sole candidates for my kingdom. You, who believe that words and outward appearances alone are enough for me to accept you into my kingdom. You will still have to prove yourselves, and then it will be hard for you to remain faithful to what you have so far advocated with all your zeal. For one day you will have to profess your faith in me. Not, as you have done so far, only for an edifice of faith which will then collapse like a house of cards. And especially for you it will become much more difficult to profess me in my name, for you know me too little, you only know important things and keep important commandments, but you know too little of what I myself have taught on earth, and you only pay a little attention to my commandments. You live too little in love, and therefore you also lack the knowledge which would give you joyful courage of confession when you are faced with a decision. You cannot be spared this decision because you have always taken too lightly what is your task in earthly life, to work on your soul. Because you are content with formal customs which cannot earn your soul the slightest degree of maturity. Your striving towards me truly leaves much to be desired, and short hours are enough for you because you believe you are serving me. You will not have gained any inner strength which enables you to openly profess me in my name, and it will turn out that your faith is not a living faith but only a formal faith, a learned faith which does not prove itself when it is put to the test. And you cannot become blessed with such faith. I cannot be satisfied with it, for I require love from you, and love gives birth to a living faith. But as long as you don't prove yourselves through a life of love, your faith cannot be right either. And therefore you will reveal this dead faith when the confession of my name is demanded of you. You will fail because you lack love, because the commandments of love only seems unimportant to you, whereas you exceedingly eagerly fulfilled what people demanded of you. Your hearts will be empty and ignorant, and you will not prove yourselves to be true Christians, for you will not be faithful to the one who died for you on the cross. Because you have not yet recognized him correctly. A dead Christianity will not convey the strength which is necessary to confess my name before the world. And then it will be proven who belongs to my church, which I myself founded on earth. And only faith which is alive through love will stand firm and make the right decision. Amen.